You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Massey Wellington University student President Tessa Guest is a primary organiser of the Free Fares campaign in New Zealand. Run by Aotearoa Collective for the Public Transport Equity, Free Fares is aiming for all public transport in New Zealand to be free for tertiary students and people under 25. The idea is that it will not only help tertiary students pay for the education and living costs they have, but also aid in reducing the emissions which are contributing to climate change. I spoke to Tessa about the Free Fares campaign and the government's support of it. What is the Free Fares initiative?
Yeah, so the Free Fares campaign is something that has been going on since about mid this year. It started in Wellington, where we formed the Pōneke Collective for Public Transport Equity. And from the start, we were campaigning for, well, originally focusing just on tertiary students and community services cardholders. And after having some meetings with the local council and with the Minister of Transport, we were advised to move the campaign to be national, particularly because within some spaces of policy change and, yeah, different kind of governmental projects, it made more sense to implement something for the whole country rather than just at one place, which also is amazing to be able to do something more ambitious. So after that, we made our campaign national, and with more consultation, yeah, we formed the Aotearoa Collective for Public Transport Equity, and are now advocating for free public transport for tertiary students, community services cardholders, and under 25s in the whole country. Yeah, and our campaign's called Free Fares. So we started a petition. We have almost 7,000 signatures now. Yeah, we've been lobbying for a month, working with the Minister of Transport, you know, trying to get him to hear and see our campaign as many times as possible. And he said he sees it almost every day, so that's a good sign. Yeah, and working with a collective of student associations, community organisations, like poverty action groups, church groups, everyone. We have weekly Zooms, and yeah, there's all sorts of different people who are involved.
And how do transport fares impact tertiary students so much that it's an important initiative or cause to pay attention to and demand free fares for?
Tertiary students, obviously, is the space that I represent, and I couldn't be more passionate about the need for free public transport for students, because pretty much every day it's a choice between buying your lunch or going to uni, because even though it might cost a few dollars a day to get to uni, a few dollars is desperate for students. That's a huge part of their budget, because all the other living expenses are so high, and at the same time our living costs or loans are so low. So anything that helps living become easier for students is something that we need to be lobbying for, pretty much. So yeah, I think it goes hand in hand with all the other kinds of living costs, particularly housing and renting, but public transport seems like an achievable goal to lobby for change.
And as you said, you're working with a lot of organisations, and the government's had some talks. Are you hopeful that this initiative be kicked off the ground and actually see some real progress and proof of all the work that you've put into over the next few years? Do you have a kind of timeline of when this might all come together?
I feel really optimistic. It still is a big ask, and we still don't have the concrete things in place that will give us the confidence to know that it will happen. But our goal, and we've made this clear to the Minister of Transport, is for this to be implemented in next year's budget and then rolled out the year after that. And so when working with the government and local and regional councils, obviously it's all sorts of other timelines at play, and that could make things happen even sooner or potentially later, but our hope is to see it no later than 2023 for the whole country. But yeah, it takes a lot of internal lobbying and a lot of things to line up for that to happen. So we are realistic that things don't always go away in these spaces, and so we're committed to continuing the fight until we get the results that we want.
And how would Fees Free kind of be rolled out? Like, would there be students or regions that would have a priority over others?
I think the goal is, within our three target groups, the goal is to see free fares across the whole country for those people, so community service card holders, tertiary students, and everyone under 25. And it's, I guess, we're keen to feed into how that looks, but we're not the experts in that space. So we have linked up with a bunch of researchers and academics, and we also, in different parts of the country, are working with local councils to see how that could look. But it's not our decision. So it could be something like equivalent to the gold card at the moment, where you might have a bit of a card that you show that gets you your way in, or maybe you need to show some other form of ID, like a student ID. But yeah, honestly, we're just keen to do the lobbying and then get the experts to kind of do the implementing.
And you just briefly mentioned it, But in different regions and areas of the country, there's obviously different forms of transport, such as here in Auckland. We have ferries and trains as well as buses. Will the Free Fares Initiative kind of look at how transport is used in different regions?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, our hope is for this ask to be implemented on all forms of public transport, including trains and ferries. Me being Wellington-based, I relate to the use of trains and how expensive they are at the moment. Like, amazing, love a train, but like can't afford to be paying $50 a week to go on a train, and let alone having to get on a bus as well. So yeah, we're hoping this to be implemented on all forms of public transport. And the other kind of part of that conversation that we've had is it's not just about the city centres, because I think it's already there's a high use and like higher reliability and higher quality of public transport. But I think what we're hoping to see equally is improved quality and frequency of services in the regions. Just because I think they're still underutilised in a lot of places. And so our hope is that we're making it more accessible. At the same time, the government can improve those services so that more people rely on them and get out of private cars and reduce our emissions and all sorts of good things like that.
Just so people can get involved, and if they're interested in working this yourself, in what ways can people help out with the initiative? What have you been doing to advocate for it, and how can people support or volunteer?
Love it. Yeah, that's a great question. First and foremost, if you haven't signed our petition, please sign it. We're hoping to get to, ambitiously, 10,000 signatures before Christmas. So if you, just search up Free Fares on Google and you'll see it there. We welcome anyone to be involved in our campaign. All hands are welcome and necessary. So you can get in contact through our website. There's a contact form there and an email address. Yeah, I think something that we're really looking for is people in different regions, not just in the major city centres, to be involved. One really big part of the campaign over the last month or two has been working with councils and asking them to put a motion forward to support the campaign. So we now have, I think, 8 councils within Wellington, Auckland, actually not Auckland, Hamilton, North Island, South Island, everyone is supporting the campaign. But yeah, there are lots of other councils that don't yet support it. So if there are people in different regions who have capacity and any kind of ability in that space, we'd love to work with you and try and get more traction and more support, because I think the more of that, the more likely this will go ahead.
And do you have any final words that you might want to say to the government, or a message that you would like to send out?
Yeah, I guess my word to the government would be that the implementation of this campaign would be as much of a win for the government as it would be for the people. So obviously it's so clear, the reasoning for this campaign. The students, for all of our groups, we're like increasingly not being able to live in our own country because of the price of it. And so we need to be able to get around and afford lunch at the same time. But at the same time, we also really desperately need to reduce our emissions as a country. And so this is the perfect way to do it. The government literally has accountability to be reducing emissions, and it's already outlined within the Climate Commission that this is one of the best ways to do it and the most achievable ways to do it. So not only would improve the lives of thousands, but it would also help us meet our climate targets, which we all need to do desperately. So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be doing it now.
That was me discussing the Free Fares campaign with organiser Tessa Guest and the benefit zero transport fees for students would have in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.